Welcome to Science in Action from the BBC World Service with me, Roland Pease. And later in the programme, we follow NASA as they boldly go where no Martian robot rover has gone before. We're also hearing about the Andean glacial lake swelling due to climate change and threatening a Peruvian city. But let's start with coronavirus. We only know in the most general terms how the COVID-19 pandemic arose. The first known cases were seen in Wuhan, China, many of them associated with the Huanan seafood market, where farmed and wild meat was also sold. And the SARS-CoV-2 virus is similar but not identical to coronaviruses found in bats. After months of negotiations and weeks of work on the ground, a team brought together by the World Health Organization has just concluded its first attempts to dig deeper. At a 2.5-hour press conference on Tuesday, I listened to it all so you didn't have to, team leader Peter Ben Emberek conceded they'd made only limited progress.
So in terms of understanding what happened in the early days in December 2019, did we change dramatically the picture we had beforehand? I don't think so. Did we improve our understanding? Did we add details to that story? Absolutely.
And some of those details were intriguing. More evidence that there was community spread not connected to the Huanan market early on, though nothing evident before December. And insights into extensive testing done by Chinese researchers on animals which could be linked to the market. Also on the WHO team was Peter Daszak, who's worked closely with Chinese virologists in the past and who's been on Science in Action several times this past year. And he briefed me on that work just before he caught his flight home.
What they've done since the outbreak is they've been round to livestock farms, they've been to farms that breed domesticated wildlife, and they've been out in the field catching animals, and they've even been to zoos. So they've got a wide diversity of species they've looked at over a large geographic space in China. But China's a big country, and there's a lot of stuff to do. It's by no means an exhaustive sample. But it is really good work. I can't remember the total, but it's in the order of 100,000 samples and tests. Add to that 900 plus samples from the Huanan seafood market, environmental plus animal samples. They've done a lot of work, without a doubt. And we saw those data. I think we were the first people outside China to see those data. And so they've done work that was exactly in the terms of reference for the WHO joint study, as they call it.
And how did they target? This is one of the things I was trying to work out. How did they target which animals to go to, which areas to go to? Was this related to records, for example, that they found at the Huanan seafood market?
Some of it was, and some of it was opportunistic, and some of it was digging up serological samples from livestock collections, which every country collects. You know, and any country can go and look at archive specimens. So they've done that as well. But the targeting of samples from the Huanan is what I'm most interested in. I think you're exactly right. What needs to be done is a trace back from the Huanan seafood market. So they have done some of that. They've found the suppliers to the market. They've tried to find as many as they could. They've got the names of the farms and the people who run them. And they've been to some, but they've not been to all. And some of them are quite interesting, including the ones from regions of China that have viruses that are closely related to SARS-CoV-2 in southern China. So that's of interest to us on the WHO side. And that needs to be followed up. And then also, you know, when you think of supply chains of wildlife, once you get down to southern China, you're on the border of Vietnam, Laos, and Myanmar. And, you know, those of us who work there know full well that animals move across that border, or used to. You know, it's probably cracked down a lot this year. So it would be interesting to trace back to those farms, the contacts of those farmers. Were they getting supplies from other places? Could it have gone into other countries? Because as we know more and more about these bat viruses, we're seeing an increasing diversity from Southeast Asia. And I think that might be a source of related viruses that needs to be looked at. There's been undersampled region right there.
And when you're saying they're taking samples, are they looking for the virus or are they looking for evidence of infection?
It's a mixture of both. They're doing PCR, they're doing serology.
So that's looking for antibodies?
Yeah, they're looking for antibodies, they're looking for the virus. They're also looking for if some animals might become reservoirs of human infection, you know, like has happened with mink in Europe and in the US. So they are doing some of the things you need to do. But of course, again, China's a huge country with millions of farms and tens of millions of animals. To do a thorough survey will need a lot more effort. But I also think you can do it in a more targeted way. So that's probably going to be in the next phase of work. And we're hoping to help work with them to design the surveys and help push back into the trace back, into the sources of what could have been a pathway for the virus.
There was two things which came up in the press conference which I thought were interesting. One was that they were saying they were seeing evidence of virus spreading in Wuhan outside the market as well as inside the market, which I thought was quite interesting. Was there any evidence of animals in Wuhan area that could have been carrying the infection before the outbreak in humans? Has they looked for that?
Yeah, they've done a little bit. They've looked in some wildlife farms in Hubei. Everything's negative. They've looked, Zhengli Xi has looked at bats in Hubei, over 1,000. I mean, it's a lot more than 1,000. They have other coronaviruses, but not close relatives of SARS or SARS-CoV-2. So they've done some of that trace back. But again, you need to do a lot more. I think on your first point there about the markets, it's clear that while that outbreak was really spiraling upwards in Huanan from the people we know about, it was also reflecting a community spread in other parts of Wuhan. And that evidence is in both the molecular work that is new, that's been looked at on this trip, and also in the epi work. So now what's interesting in there, if you start digging into some of those early cases, there are tantalizing glimpses of evidence of some of the very early cases having contact through relatives with other markets. And what I'm seeing as someone who knows China and I know Southeast Asia well, and I've been to dozens of markets with live wildlife and frozen food and all the rest of it, the Huanan seafood market probably represents what was going on in other markets around Wuhan. And it has all the hallmarks of the sorts of wet markets we see in other parts of Asia. We know it used to sell live animals. There's good evidence of that in published photographs and in papers. There are rumors and suggestions that live animals were there even up to the point of the outbreak. We just don't know that now. But I think that there are some real clues in what was done and what we talked about in the press conference on that issue.
But in a sense, it sounds like the Huanan seafood market might almost be a distraction, that the route into Wuhan may have been something different, or you think it probably would have been that market?
No, I don't think it's a distraction. I think that's, it's very hard to explain in the right language what these findings mean. But what I think they mean is there were cases outside people who didn't have contact with the Huanan market. There was evidence of, so that's number one, there was evidence of significant community spread going from early December and accelerating upwards, which the Huanan market was definitely involved in driving. But we don't know if that was the spillover point, or we don't know if another part of Wuhan was the spillover point. What it does look like is that there were no cases or no significant clusters of cases prior to December. So it looks like the event happened around then. Spillover may have been a few weeks earlier, but it could have been the Huanan market or it could have been somewhere else. But what the real clue for me is from the animal side is evidence of animals that we know are susceptible to coronaviruses, SARS-related coronaviruses in the food chain in that market. And also that the supply chain for that market was coming straight from domestic wildlife farms in southern China, where the closest relatives of SARS-CoV-2 have been found. Connect those two dots. Go to the market and you see a market that looks like a typical mixed seafood animal market. And you have a picture of a city that was bringing in animals that or carcasses that could have potentially brought in the virus. I think that's the interesting thing from the origins point of view.
And so the search continues. That was Peter Daszak, president of EcoHealth and member of the WHO team of inquiry.